This week, a group of investors are touring Vermont on motorcycles to get pitched by local entrepreneurs looking for money and advice. Hillary Niles brings us this report from the road about the various sources of our neighbor's business inspiration.
Prince Owaite's fledgling fresh juice business, Healthy Kingdom, is about promoting good nutrition and healthy living. But as Owaite told an audience Monday morning in the showroom of Green Mountain Harley-Davidson in Essex, it's actually people's bad habits that gave him the idea for the juice he calls Rise and Shine.
I really started making this for my friends in college as a hangover remedy. And then being that the zinc in the mung beans is good for the reproductive system, my uncles and the men in my family love it, and that's why the reason I call it Rise and Shine. So it's not only hangover remedy, it's aphrodisiac. This is just for you, family.
Owaite is like many entrepreneurs who respond to the needs of the people close to them. He discovered he could help and wanted to do more of it. After graduating from college in Virginia with a degree in nutrition, he returned to Vermont to help his mother run the Mawuhi African Market in Burlington's Old North End. He wanted to chip in with more than just labor.
I wanted to have something convenient for people to have access to give them the nourishment that they need.
That something is his home hangover remedy, of course, reformulated to be marketable for more than just recovering from a binge. Less than a year into his business, Owaite's juice is the African market's second best-selling drink.
That's what I'm proud of. It's the fact that it tastes good and the fact that people love it.
Owaite and 46 other local entrepreneurs are telling their stories this week for the fourth annual Road Pitch. It's an invitation-only motorcycle tour of Vermont's entrepreneurial spirit. It's organized by Fresh Tracks Capital, a venture capital firm based in Shelburne. All week, more than 60 investors, entrepreneurs, and business innovators are making 10 stops in 10 counties in just 5 days to hear local business pitches. Owaite, for example, is looking for mentorship and a little seed money to help him grow Healthy Kingdom into online sales and eventually to open his own retail locations. And his process is one way that businesses are born. People come up with a solution to their own problems or their families or friends. They see that it works and scale up from there. Here is another way.
At Champlain, I took an entrepreneurship class where the whole concept is just to come up with a business plan on your own.
This is Josh Kenyon, a recent graduate of Champlain College. He's the Road Pitch intern this year, and he was one of three businesses pitching at the Grand Isle Lake House Monday afternoon. I caught up with him on the porch of the lake house while the riders tallied scores from the pitch session to determine the winning business. The prize is $500, a Vermont teddy bear dressed up like a biker, and the chance to pitch again at a bigger event this fall. Kenyon is creating Modular Fitness Solutions, a company that will retrofit shipping containers as fitness rooms.
Right now, if you want to go to a gym and exercise and work out, you have to actually go to a gym. And so my solution was, what can I do differently that's in health and wellness, something I'm passionate about? What can I do differently to disrupt that market? And so I was able to just kind of say, hey, you know, what if I put a gym inside of one of these shipping containers and leased it to businesses so that they had an on-site facility without having to build a facility on-site?
See, Kenyon started out wanting to be an entrepreneur. He carefully observed the market he was interested in, and he found what he believes is an opportunity to create something new. Carncross is a co-founder of Fresh Tracks Capital, and as he was introduced to great amusement at the lake house, the father of Road Pitch. And in a much more subdued atmosphere on another porch, this time a borrowed condo at Jay Peak Resort where the riders slept Monday night, Cross says he thinks the diversity of these businesses' origin stories is ideal.
We have to make the process of entrepreneurship accessible to a hugely diverse group of people. The way we build a stronger society, the way we build a better America and all of that is through entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship for all, not just for one type of person or a person who's had this particular training or skill set or whatever.
Cross emphasizes this as one of the reasons that, although the ride-along is invitation only, the pitch sessions themselves are open to the public. He wants to pull back the veil on what it means to start a business of any size. It's a lesson Peter Silverman and Max Robbins have taken to heart. The two are about to enter their senior year at UVM. Here's Silverman from their pitch for a startup called MajorWise.
We launched an innovative platform that connects local businesses with students for flexible projects and paid internships. With our pilot program, we had 200 businesses on board. And this wasn't just a free trial where people were posting jobs. This was 200 paying clients for our services.
In the parking lot of the Harley dealership, right after their pitch, I asked how they thought it went. Silverman played the pessimist. Robbins, as you can hear, was upbeat.
Our worst pitch was definitely a road pitch of last year. It was pretty shaky, but this came together. I think it was good.
Robbins was right. They took home the teddy bear Monday morning, a victory that exemplifies the impact Carn Cross imagines road pitch having. Silverman and Robbins didn't win their pitch session last year, but they took to heart the feedback they got from riders. They tweaked their business model, pitched at other events, and kept pilot testing.
And then we were like, man, this is extremely difficult for a business that wouldn't even make like $20,000. And then so we were like, all right, what have we done? What was the core? We found people jobs. We built some cool tech. Let's do that and like try to make it more profitable this time.
Same mission, they say, better results.
That's awesome. That's a lot of applause.
For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.